Patrick Tobin is here. He was elected as a TD for Sinn Féin at the last election, left the party over their stance on abortion 2 years later, founded a new party called AIM2, who are running 23 candidates in this election. Patrick Tobin, thanks for coming into us this
morning.
Thank you. This is your first general election as AIM2. You don't get state funding, so who is paying?
Well, basically, we're a year old as a political party. Thousands of people have joined us in that particular year. So we're a grassroots, people-powered organisation. And it's our grassroots that are footing the bill for this election. We are operating on the fumes of gas at the moment, but it's the generosity of our volunteers who are putting in 10 euros and 20 euros here and there that is allowing us to challenge the political establishment that exists in this country. And in that year, we've gathered tens of thousands of votes in the elections that we've fought. We've already got 6 elected representatives across the country, from Wexford to Derry at the moment. And now we're going to target about 3 to 4 seats in this coming general election with an aim to win those seats to be part of a government in the future of this country. Many people will have seen in the last while, I suppose, a snapshot of Leo Varadkar's Ireland. So that the young boy who was found dead and dismembered recently, the 81-year-old woman who is homeless and was eating her dinner on a windowsill in the capital, the homeless person that was scooped up as rubbish by a machine. And of course, you mentioned the farmers there a little while ago who are fighting just to survive and who are forced to gridlock the capital just to make their points. So what we're saying in this particular election is there's a political cartel that has run this country for generations. We have to be able to do better as a country than Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Are we cursed to have exactly the same government in every single generation? And we're asking people very simply to think outside of the political cartel in this country.
You don't have enough candidates to lead a government. Are you willing to be part of a government led by Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil?
We are willing to be part of a government because there's no point in being in opposition. I come from, I suppose, a Sinn Féin background, if you like, where I suppose the culture was maximalist opposition. My instinct is that there are so many critical issues affecting people throughout the country that it would be morally wrong for us not to actually try to make a difference within government. With regards those two political parties, I have very little time and our members have very little time for those two political parties. And we're not saying at this stage what we would do in the event of a government.
You broke from Sinn Féin because you didn't agree with their support for changing the constitution to allow for abortion. You say that you want to reverse abortion laws. Would that be your price for support in government?
Well, first of all, we know that about 85% of women who have abortions in this country do so for economic reasons. So one of our major objectives is to make sure that every mother in the country has the economic confidence to be able to raise their child with confidence to their full potential. And that's not happening. Last year, 19 women gave birth homeless in this country. And if we are actually going to make sure that everybody has a right to life, the first thing we need to do is make sure they have the economic ability to do that. We know we're not going to be able to reverse the decision that was made a year ago, but we do understand that there are issues, for example, that can be changed within the law in Ireland in the future.
Why are you having a protest in opposition to the RIC commemoration outside Dublin Castle today when that commemoration's already been postponed?
Well, as you say, the commemoration has been deferred. We believe that everybody has the right to commemorate their own family members who were lost on either side of the War of Independence. And the pain and the legacy from either side is equal. But commemoration means to value an organisation or an individual. And for the state to come in to officially commemorate an organisation that was involved in tens of thousands of evictions, that suppressed the democratic will of the Irish people for generations through violence, it's deferred. Fine Gael's policy is still to proceed with an RIC, an official RIC commemoration in the state. We saw the massive outpouring of shock by the general public on this issue, and we decided to give people an opportunity today at 4 o'clock outside of Dublin Castle to literally come out and, I suppose, remember fondly the people who sacrificed so much so that we could have democratic independence.
Patrick Tobin, leader of AIM2, thank you very much for coming into us this morning, and we'll be hearing live from the Wicklow constituency, from Arklow, a little bit later on in the programme.